right now. It's 5:38. Is that about right?
36.
Okay, 5:36 by Jerry's official timekeeping thing. Do you want to call roll, Jim?
Yes, I'll call a roll. Jerry Schertz?
Here.
Pat?
Here.
Manus, not Finlinson. Twice in a row, I got it right. Ann Fisher?
Yes.
Jessica Anderson?
Here.
Jane Ann? Draper?
Here.
And Valerie Howes?
Here.
And Jim Pearson, the secretary, is here.
And the only one missing right now is Jay Finlinson, I think.
Oh, you need to say.
And Greg Roper's on the phone.
And Greg Roper's on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I've got minutes here first. Is there anything that you guys want Jim to change on the minutes?
I had a question. Jerry here. It was down at the bottom. Jessica, when we said okay on the $4,000 for the AC unit, mm-hmm. did we have to vote on it?
It's less than $5,000.
It was mentioned.
It was under the $5,000. It wasn't in the minutes, and I just thought I'd check.
It was more of a heads up. We went ahead and installed it.
I thought so, but.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just being nice to let us know.
Thank you.
Anything else on the minutes then? Jim, you did a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. You're getting better.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Did we talk about the $4,000 last
yes,
time?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Well, I must not have done 100%
job. No,
you
did. It's in here.
Oh, it's in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I asked.
I just can't remember
if we needed the vote.
Okay.
All right. Next, we're ready for the financial report. We got Derek or Brent?
You have both of them here.
Oh, okay. Right. So we'll turn the time over to you guys. And,
did we approve the minutes? Sorry.
Oh, wait. We didn't approve them yet, did we? Okay. If there's no changes to the minutes, then can I have a motion to approve them?
Jerry makes a motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
I second it. Valerie.
All right. Valerie seconded.
Thanks, Val.
Thank you. All right. Now we're ready for either whoever, Derek or Brent, whoever is going to be telling us the stories.
So hang on. We gotta vote, please.
Oh, yeah.
We have a motion.
You guys are going to have to babysit me tonight. That's a bad one.
Okay,
all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Okay, the minutes carried. And I've got another meeting after this.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Jessica, for keeping us. Now, do you, Derek and Brent, do you want Jessica to hand out, or Christine to hand out those financial things?
Done that. I think they have them.
Kristen? Is it Kristen or Christine?
Kristen. Yeah. Do you have your...
I didn't print one out because...
Well, I thought I handed you one. Is that one underneath? Yep, yeah.
Yes, right, you did.
And then if Jay comes, then...
Well, I have one.
Okay. Do they have copies of both entities?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So I'll just talk through it real quick. So looking at the balance sheet, I don't know which one you have in front of you. Maybe Kristen can help them. But I'm looking at the balance sheet for Desert Sands. That's where I want to start.
Yep. They have Delta Sands at the top of their...
Okay. So the main thing to cover there is just going to be the cash on hand. So if we look down at the Utah Public Treasurer account, $130,000. That is our required balance to have in the reserve account, which we have. So we have met that obligation for Desert Sands. That's been there for a few months now. So that's good news. So we have some extra money there.
Now, quick question. Did you say that it's the amount we're required to have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are required to maintain a minimum reserve fund balance. And I'm not exactly certain where that number comes from, but it's dictated by the USDA.
And so for
Delta Sands, we are required to maintain that $130,000 And so we have that in our quiver, if you will. Okay, so the other comment there, just on our cash account, and this is common with Mount Catherine as well. The USDA did come back and made a comment, and a part, and Jay, is Jay in the room? I don't know if Jay's there or not.
No.
Nope.
Okay, well, part of these funding agreements oftentimes require a demand, demand account deposit agreement. And what that means is that if for some reason the entity or person that borrows the money will enter an agreement with their bank that allows the folks who are lending the cash, whoever that might be, that in the event that the borrower defaults or becomes kind of shaky to some extent, that the lender will then have access and will be able to take control of the operating accounts. So as we have borrowed significant amounts of money from the USDA, the USDA has overlooked this requirement of having, it's called a DACA agreement. I reached out, I know Zions Bank, Wells Fargo, they will do DACA agreements, but my question was the state. So I reached out to the state. They said, we don't honor DACA agreements. The USDA is not happy about that. They do have bigger fish to fry at this point, but I'm just making the board aware that at some point, USDA may come back and enforce that covenant that we have with them, at which point we'd have to move our funds out of the state of Utah from the public treasurer's office and just move it to Zions or Wells Fargo, State Bank, Southern Utah, whomever would allow that DACA agreement to be in place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's this the funds of the state are, what's the play, the word we call that, the acronym.
Retirement.
No, the acronym for the state funds, the PILT?
PTIF.
PTIF. So it's the PTIF funds that you're talking about then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So nothing to be concerned about right now. We'll just let sleeping dogs lie on this one, and we'll just let it go until they force us into changing.
We're going to lose some interest at that time because the PTI funds pay more than the banks do.
They do. They do. That's a true story.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, that'll be out of our hands if they come back and just say, hey, you got to do it. It's been in their agreement ever since the beginning of time, but it's just never been enforced. Okay, I think I'll...
If you have a question,
I have a question, Brent. I'm sorry. This is Jim Pearson. So
yeah.
That's a person, right? That has to have an agreement with the bank, or just our entity has to have an agreement with the bank.
In this case, it's the entity.
Okay. Never mind. Because I was going to say, well, who's borrowing money anyway? But I see what you're saying. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, so the way the entity got the money to buy or build Delta Sands and Mount Catherine is they borrowed all, I believe it's all the money. All the money came from the USDA.
Yeah.
And which we have like a 50-year note with the USDA, and it works kind of squirrely, but generally speaking, all of that's going to be forgiven over a 50-year period.
Very good.
And it'll all be forgiven?
It'll all be paid off, I imagine.
Yeah, or do we pay it off?
It's pretty interesting. If you look at the financial statement, down towards the very bottom section, there'll be rental subsidy income and interest subsidy income. And what that's doing is that's just recognizing the forgiveness from the USDA every month for the portion of the debt that we owe them.
So what's the general ledger number on that?
That's going to be down towards the very bottom of the P&L.
So on your third page, on the back, if you turn to the third page in your sheets here.
They've find it for you.
Okay, go one more page on the back.
It's going to be 971.100, 973.
Yeah.
It'll be those two.
Okay.
Rental income. Okay.
So this same thing occurs on Mount Catherine.
He said profit more. Right
here. All right. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. And then the last report I want to cruise through on Desert Sands is going to be the statement of cash flows. So if we look at that real quick. To the end of September. See, we have the main number there that I want to cover is going to be in investing activities. That'll be in the middle section of the cash flow statement.
Yes.
So we have a negative 44,000, roughly 43,608. And Jessica can talk more to that, but basically what that was is, I believe that was a window project that we did some windows. Is that correct, Jessica?
Second page, right?
So the windows were about, they weren't quite 43,000 though. I mean, I think they were closer to 25.
What else is in that account there?
So this is Delta Sands.
So what else makes the 43,000, yes? There were other projects that we did during the year. Is that what they were?
So not at Delta Sands. Those were the windows were the biggest one. Mm-hmm. It might have included, we did a lot of improvements to the sprinkler system.
So I've got money going out to a Clint Banger.
That would be the windows.
Okay, so there's 5,800 to Clint. There's also 19,000 to Clint.
Okay.
And then there's two amounts to Roper Lumber. That's been coded to windows.
Yep, so those are all the windows.
Okay. All right. So that's where some of our cash has been invested during the year. There's been some minimal equipment, I think some stoves and whatnot bought throughout the year. Coin-operated dryer, $1,800. Was the other one. But in general, moral of the story is, you know, three quarters of the way through the year, we've been able to build a cash balance, which is good. Which we're, you know, it's a slow growth process, but that's kind of what we're allowed to do. And it seems like we're on track to have a healthy balance sheet by the end of the year.
Great.
Good.
Probably won't go through Mount Catherine. It's a similar story. The one thing that is different with Mount Catherine is we have not met the reserve fund balance. I forget the exact number off the top of my head. I want to say it's around 110,000 that we need to have on hand. Currently, we have about 40,000. So we're a bit shy on that. But we are making... There's a required amount of minimum contributions, and it's about $10,000 to $11,000 a year that we have to put into that account. Yeah. As long as we're contributing, you know, that minimum level of around $11,000 a year, the USDA will back off. So as long as we're meeting that requirement, they're seeing that we're trying to reestablish that fund balance, and they're okay with it not meeting the $111,000. But we do need to continue to work, make efforts, and strive to get to that $111,000. But we're going to do that over a period of multiple years. So, any questions on the financials? I know I'm going over pretty quick here, but
well, this is Jim. I'm sorry, I'm kind of picky, I guess. But why do we have three different banks? Wells Fargo, First Security, and Zions Bank. Are we dealing with all three of those? It's on the assets.
If you look at the balances, Wells Fargo and First Security are at zero.
Yeah, I know. So why do we need them? Can't he get rid of them?
Could.
Okay. Just wonder.
There were bigger fish to fry.
Oh, yeah?
there was better things to use rent time
just
for.
Wait till the next time you call me on Monday and I have a check signed.
But are those accounts closed?
I believe so.
Because if they're closed, then we can get those guys to take them off the report. Yeah. Okay.
And it's just the way that you print it. So we can print it so it doesn't show any zero balances, but we can't delete the account per se because we want the history and data that's been in there for X number of years.
No, just leave them there then.
Okay.
All right. So the last thing I wanted to cover was the budget. So we are required to submit a budget to the USDA by October the 1st. So that's why you guys don't get to see the numbers. It's because it's done before you meet. And so I met with Jessica. We ran through the budget. I did talk to the USDA just to kind of get a feel for what they would accept. So we went in with a 5% increase on all of our rental. Yeah. For Mount Catherine and Desert Sands. They're okay with that amount, which should be fine, because, you know, we do have some savings that are coming down the road that we're actually seeing, already at this point in time. So one's going to be a lower accounting cost, and then the other one's going to be some savings on, I think it was it the water, Jessica? Or a phone system, something like that.
When we looked at the actual hard numbers, what had been proposed previously just wasn't what we were actually doing. So the budget had been inflated in other places that we could pull from.
Well, I mean, in actuality, though, it seemed like you had reviewed a utility cost of some kind and was able to reduce that. So
wasn't it the cameras in Sands?
We've been able to reduce a lot of the bills. We've switched telephone carriers. We've done as much as we can to reduce those utilities. And so the proposed budget, the actual what we're actually paying is less than what the proposed budget has been in the past.
Yes, correct. Right. So with that, we got some favorable tailwinds going into 2026. Just from a cash spend perspective, it is lower. And also the budget is a little bit higher. So in reality, we should be able to tuck away some more money than what we have in the budget. It's been identified in the budget. So, you know, barring any other big repair maintenance items, those are the ones that always catch us. We should be in a pretty good position with that 5% increase. And that will allow us to continue to rebuild that fund balance at Mount Catherine. And the other side to it is, as I mentioned before, Desert Sands is already at the requirement. So any additional cash we can garner there, we can push over into Mount Catherine and continue to build that balance. So, I mean, all in all, it looks like we're on a pretty good trajectory to meet our targets. But along with that budget, I'm not certain how the meeting schedule goes here, but at some point, you know, Housing Authority is going to have to hold a public meeting to accept the budget for 2026. I don't know if you guys do that in November or December. Does anybody know that schedule?
The next meeting's not until January.
Okay.
Will that work?
Yeah, that'll work. That's okay. We can make that work. So at that point, we'll go through and show you the complete budget. It's basically the same as it was a year ago, a couple of slight modifications. Then with that 5% kicker on the revenue. So we'll go through that detail in January, but just let you know that it's already been accepted by the USDA, which is good. The next hurdle we have to do is just meeting the requirements for the state of Utah.
Okay, this is Pat. I've got a question. You've added a 5% in there. Is that including a possible increase for our employees?
Yes, that covers, yes. So we ran through all those individual cost items.
All right.
Increased them and inflated them a little bit, you know, to anticipate some give and take here and there. So again, with the natural savings that we have baked into the system, I think we'll be able to absorb, I wouldn't say a fair amount, but we'll be able to absorb a bit of cost increases and still be in good shape by the end of the year.
Okay.
This is Jessica. Can I just say that, one, the budget was submitted on time, which hasn't happened in the past. And two, this is the first time that either one of us has been consulted about what to put into the budget. So we talked about generally what repairs we might need and things to look forward to, and I felt like we had, it was fairly accurate and well planned for.
This is Pat. For the next budget, I'd like to kind of be involved in that too. So.
We can do that. We started on this, the first part of September, I think it was, when Jessica and I first started meeting and going through it. But yeah, we can get with you next year.
All right. That's fine. That's what I'm talking about, is next year.
Yeah. This is Jim. Can you see my hand up? Question. So I just want to compliment you and Jessica, because I don't think we've ever had the reason we never have a meeting on the 31st of October to approve the budget is we never have the budget, to my knowledge, by then. So
yeah.
Now if it's actually going to be on time, we can probably plan things, right? Anyway, sounds like you're doing a good job.
Yay!
Well, thanks. Yeah. Well, that's kind of interesting, because, again, that requirement is October 1st. And I know Van has met that deadline before, but he might have done it and just not let the board know, because, you know, it was kind of in between when you guys met. So I don't really know what happened there. But
I know we were still talking about it in November last year.
Yeah, we can't make any more adjustments once it's been accepted by the USDA. It's pretty well locked in stone at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing was the audit finally got finished. We got that done. Got all the reports submitted to the state. That's behind us as well. Should be a smoother process going into 2026. From my time on the board, what's it been, three, 4 years ago, I actually brought that auditor back on board, so I know Bill fairly well, mm-hmm. and we've worked well over the years, so I'm not anticipating any big issues in the budget coming up. In fact, it should go a lot quicker, are my hopes, so just looking forward to 2026, and that'll be starting here pretty soon, so things are coming at us quick. That's all I've got, unless anybody else has some questions for me.
I'm good.
I've got one question. With the government shutdown, if we don't have funds coming from USDA, have we got somewhere we can get funds to stay running?
We do not have funds coming from the USDA.
Yeah, they subsidize the rent.
Yeah, but it's a paper transaction.
That's true, it is. Yeah.
It's not cash. It's just a paper transaction.
So we're all right there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see any issues there.
Okay.
All the cash we have is coming right from the residents. No, I take that back. There's a differential there, Jessica. When you submit your rental schedule to the USDA, there is a remainder there after they withhold, if you will, for the subsidies of about $4,800 or so.
Yeah, it automatically gets transferred in, so I don't necessarily see it. But, yeah, we do get cash from the USDA.
Yes, we do.
You'd be broke if we didn't. Oh, sorry.
So that's a great question.
We'd be back where we were.
I do not know. I wouldn't know. I guess we could send an email off to that gal and find out what she has to say about it.
Well, if it's only, you know, between $4,000 and $5,000, it's not like we couldn't absorb it with some of these other savings you're talking about.
Hopefully. That's monthly.
Yeah.
Well, that's monthly.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be a big...
That's what we run the place on.
Yeah.
I'll send a note off to Mary Jane and just see what she has to say.
All right. She's still working?
Well, I don't know.
Not on Wednesdays.
Not on Wednesdays.
You know, I haven't seen any notification from her saying, hey, we're going to be shut down. We can't send you money. Good luck. I haven't heard anything out of her.
Okay.
I think it's a bridge we cross when we get there. It's not something we can change.
And the last thing that I don't know whether Jessica's going to handle it or whether she wants to do that, why you're here talking about QuickBooks. Do you want to do that discussion, why we've got them on the phone, Jessica?
Yeah, that's fine. Van set us up with 4 QuickBooks accounts before he left. They were on special subscription, so they were only like 12, the new ones were only on like $12 a month, and Brett and I talked about it, and he said until we can dive in and find out which ones are we need to keep, let's keep doing that. So we have, but this month the special deal was expiring. So I went back in before we started getting charged $200 per subscription, and I canceled one. I was able to cancel one of them. I reduced 2 of them. One was like the QuickBooks Gold account or whatever, and we reduced that. And the other one had payroll, which Kristen's doing our payroll, so we reduced that one too. So we've got 2 accounts that are $112 a month. So one for Mount Catherine, one for Delta Sands. And Brett and I have talked about possibly being able to combine those into one subscription, maybe starting fresh at the first of the year. But for now, until the end of the year, we're going to pay for both of those. There is a 4th one that I don't have access to. I've called QuickBooks. It's being charged to our card. I've called QuickBooks, and they we're still working on it.
And you don't know what's on that account?
I'm guessing nothing, because Delta Sands' new account had absolutely nothing on it. That's the one I canceled. And this one is called Mount Catherine New, and I'm guessing it has absolutely nothing on it as well.
If they don't get back to you, can't you just stop the payment through the card?
I can dispute the payment on the card. I don't want to stop payment because the other 2 accounts are already linked to that credit card as well.
Oh, so they wouldn't know which one to stop then, would they?
Yeah. So I'm still working on it. All it says will dispute the charges and get it back. I've needed Van to send code because it's linked to his phone number and his email, and he's been doing that. He's been cooperating, but it's just I'm not getting access into it. So I've tried for several hours for several days with QuickBooks on the phone and trying to coordinate with Van as well, and we'll get it done. But
okay. Yeah, so one of those accounts, the third one is used by our auditor basically as a reporting mechanism to combine Delta Sands and Mount Catherine into one account, which he needs for his reporting at the end of the year. Now, so the complication with if we were just to start off today, for example, and start running everything for both locations through one QuickBooks account, we would lose that detail if we were to cancel those subscriptions. And so we kind of want to maintain that detail for at least a few years. And we can even print it off as a hard copy, but that makes it difficult. Certainly we want to get through one audit cycle would be my opinion, with an electronic version that we can go back and double check records. But once we get past that point, it's just a matter of, you know, building new historical records in one account, because we can't merge the two. So that's the only complexity, is just data loss. It is really kind of where it's at.
Another thing that we've been doing with QuickBooks is it has the ability to, I can upload a copy of every bill, and so we're keeping digital copies of everything. So here's the bill, here's a copy of the digital copy, and here's where we paid it, and it's all connected, and we can see it all. Amy the login can see it, the auditor can see it. So if when it comes to, like, hey, when we do audits, he'll say, pull this bill from this date. And so we go through and pull those hard copies, but he can just look at it on QuickBooks and see it automatically.
Yeah, that's a huge time saver right there.
And that's, I mean, anything else you want to know about QuickBooks?
Nope, you've got us. Hey, this is Pat. Greg, are you still hearing us? Because I've heard my phone doing some weird things.
I honestly think that call got dropped.
I think it hung up.
It made a noise. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Here, hand me my phone. I'll call him back. I thought maybe he would call us.
While we're doing that, can I ask you, can I ask two more questions? This is Jim, secretary. You're still there? Okay. So the first three sheets say balance sheet. That's Delta Sands. Is that right?
So the first one, balance sheet, that is Delta Sands. The next
where does
one,
it say Delta Sands?
Housing Authority. That's what Ben called it in QuickBooks. And then Mount Catherine is listed as Mount Catherine.
Oh, okay. So. The second question, so the first three are Delta anyway. Yeah. The second question is, you've got $130,000 in Delta and $40,000 in Fillmore. Are those funds, and you might have to check on this, are those funds available to pay our bills with if the president decides to keep doing what he's doing?
I mean, those are reserve funds that are set aside, that are it's a requirement from the USDA that we have funds set aside for non-budgeted items or unforeseen items. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if we needed to, we could dip into those funds.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks.
We all hope this is a short-term issue, and we could probably skim by for a couple of months, don't you think, Jessica?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, that's what some of the workers for the government hoped would happen 3 weeks ago. So, just in case.
Yeah. Well, we still have money coming in on our own, so I mean that does help. So.
Well, I meant if we don't get any from the U.S. DA.
We still have money coming in from tenants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you said. You still have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably get by, I don't know, 3-4 months before we really got nervous and had to start dipping into the reserve accounts.
Wow.
Okay. Are there any other questions for these folks?
No.
All right. We appreciate you. Thanks. Brent and Derek and Kristen.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yep, thanks. Okay. We'll see you. Bye.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Just for the minutes, for the record, we've lost Greg Roper, and I tried to call him back, and he didn't answer, so he's dropped out of the meeting.
Got it. So how much is Hilda going to get in the new budget per hour?
Right now she's at $21.50.
I know.
We didn't set a number.
If it's 5%, you'd add a buck.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
You're welcome to leave now if you want.
Okay. Well, I was going to add just, did you have any questions with payroll of anything with that?
Kristen's job, she's running payroll. It's all automatic. It's going straight into our bank accounts. Yep, auto deposit. I send her Hilda's number. Jane and I are salary, so it automatically goes. It's been phenomenal.
I thought maybe Jim had been signing the checks.
Most of them.
I mean, that seems like it comes around every other day. Sometimes we're having to get people to check.
But that's our bills, not
No.
So just to make aware, that transition happened in the middle of a quarter to our payroll. So there were some funds that had been paid for tax liabilities for the first paycheck that was run through them that had not been paid. I made those payments yet.
We got a notice from the state. Van hadn't paid them, but Kristen caught it and got it taken care of.
So,
all right.
Then those reports are all due at the end of this month, so in 2 days. So everything is taken care of and done. You may see some mm-hmm. things because that deposit was not made in a timely manner. Yeah. So that will happen. But everything seems to be and appears to be running smoothly with everything with that.
Kristen's also caught some other reports and things that hadn't been filed, and she's gone back and corrected things that Ben has done,
And whenever you work with any organization, really, sometimes it takes a minute to get everything to cycle through. So
sounds like you're moving faster than I thought you would.
They've done well.
So if you see things, just let me know, and we'll try to make sure that everything is in compliance and paid and that you don't have anything outstanding on those. And we can request, if they do give you penalties, we can call in and do some requests for some abatement of any of those things.
Penalties at the beginning. Kristen called and requested they mail us a check back.
So there are a few things like that have been done. Did anybody talk to you about the first, so we charges from our company to you, invoicing, have started. We started in what? August, September, and October, right?
I can remember at least two.
Well, I think that what I'm saying is I think we have an outstanding invoice for one of us. So you've made two payments on there. Pick which one we want to apply to. They're all the same. But one of the things that I wanted to take off of your plate, we can go in and set up a reoccurring payment on your part if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, I'll contact you and we can get that set up. That way you're not having to, like I said, chase down signatures on any of
that. So are you guys okay? So one of my biggest issues with paying bills online is I pay the bill, nobody sees it, nobody else signs off on it. So that's why I try to do,
that's true.
I do checks, and so somebody else is always sees the bill and has a second signature. But with recurring expenses that we know aren't ever changing, are you okay with me setting up auto payments like that?
As long as they're not changing. Now, there was some discussion when we first set up these guys about catch up.
No, there hasn't been any catch-up.
There hasn't been any bills for catch-up then. No. Okay.
Not saying that they're not coming, but there hasn't been a single bill.
The bill has
actually been less than what was proposed, because on the proposal there was, they were going to pay for the QuickBooks fee, but we're paying for that. So our bill has been less than $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that would be one. If there's a catch-up, I wouldn't want that as reoccurring.
Absolutely, that's right.
But I'm okay with the standard monthly, if you guys are, whatever the standard monthly fee is.
This is Jim. That was Pat. This is Jim. That's Jessica. Well, can't she just show you at the end of the month somebody, yourself, or somebody to sign off on?
I think we're a public board, I think I would like to have it presented to us before it's paid.
And I can get the invoice, and I can we can just sign on the invoice, but still have auto paid.
Yeah, we can do it that way. That'll work fine with me.
Okay.
So somebody will be in charge of looking at it, right?
We will see it. You said just a minute ago, if you want to go into QuickBooks or if you want them to print them out, we can see them anytime you'd like to.
Well, I don't know if the whole board needs to see them. I just think somebody needs
to see them. One of you three are signatures on checks, I'll get one of you to sign one.
And at some point in time, I would like access, look-see, access only to QuickBooks. And then
And then so Chris is going to go home. We keep finding more things. Chris, I just have one question. So he said January to approve the budget was okay, right?
Right.
Grudgingly, I think. So should we consider, I mean, the last time this happened, we had another meeting like in November or some, maybe it was December.
No, it was November.
In November.
Was it a meeting or did we just email and say, yes, we approve?
Oh, we probably.
I don't think we had a meeting. I think it was an email. I don't remember having another meeting between the quarterly meetings.
I know we approved it.
I think we just sent an email around and everybody said, yeah, we approve.
Okay.
But I've got it written down to put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Well, yeah, but that's January.
Right.
I think it would probably help Kristen and those guys to have it signed off on before January. I mean, I know he said we could do it that way, but do we have to?
We're just going to ratify a decision that's already been made.
When Brent said that.
I think January is fine because it's just ratifying something that's already happened.
And it's been accepted by USDA, so it can't be changed.
We didn't get to see it first.
So, but next year in July, that's when our meeting would be. We need to say we're either going to have a meeting before October 1st because that's when the budget is, or have the budget ready by July.
Oh. Yeah, I guess if... So what's the rest of you guys' opinion? Would you rather have it in July, or would you rather have another meeting, or send an email out and have an approval that way?
It's going to depend on Brent, too, whether he can get to the budget by July.
Yeah. I doubt that that's going to happen, personally.
I mean, that's just 4 months ahead of time.
Did he say it would be a problem to approve it October 1st? Or, I mean, that would be actually... the end of October. It wouldn't be October 1st. It'd be the end of
October. So the budget is due to the USDA by October 1. So you do not have your board meeting until the following quarter after that it ends.
I understand.
So your meeting.
Do you want to change up our meetings and have it actually be at the end of every quarter instead of the first month of the
next
quarter?
That's what I was getting ready to say.
This is our third quarter meeting, but we're in quarter four.
Yeah, but we've already published with the state. I guess we can change that, what our meetings or scheduled meetings are going to be. I don't know that we could change that, could we?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that would be a problem.
Don't you?
We can.
I'm just starting out 2026, say this is when our meetings are going to be.
Now, I would have one problem in that I am also a member of the Planning and Zoning, which meets the first Wednesday of every quarter.
Well,
so it could have, maybe it have to be a Tuesday or a Monday. Or something.
But you would be meeting the last Wednesday of the quarter, because
we're meeting the last Wednesday of the first month of the next quarter.
Yeah.
So what you're saying?
So this meeting should have been the last Wednesday of September, and if that were the case, we could approve the budget in September and have it done by October 1st.
But then does that mean our next quarterly meeting is in December?
Yeah.
Last Wednesday in December?
Yeah.
And that would be ugly.
I think that's why we started holding it in January.
We file with the state when our meetings are going to be the first of every year, right?
I don't know.
I do.
So, I mean, you haven't filed 2026 meetings yet, have you?
No.
So that's no big deal.
So we can do that for 2026.
No big deal at all.
And so that wouldn't change, let's see, we're now, yeah, that would be our next meeting, wouldn't it?
We would have a December meeting. We would have a January meeting, then you would have a March meeting. So, because we've already posted fourth quarter of 2025 would be in January, and then we just turn around and have a March, June, September.
All right, so why don't we just do that for next year? Change the dates for next year. And okay. So that would put our next meeting when?
Next meeting.
And it would be that meeting after this one.
March.
No, January.
So the next one would be, we would have January, and then we would go again in March.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, is it still going to be the first Wednesday, or?
Whenever you say.
We're at the last Wednesday of that month, if that's what you want.
That would be better than the first Wednesday for me.
Until we get to December.
Then you get to December, and this next year would be the 30th of December. If you're going the last Wednesday, that's a fifth.
Right.
That's a fifth Wednesday. But
our next meeting wouldn't be in December.
They're talking the last meeting, 26.
Oh, 26. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm with you now. Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Does anybody here?
Not right now.
It gets tricky. I know people's Decembers are. Becomes a golden.
Well, maybe
time frame.
We could have it on Monday. Or something.
Yeah. I don't think the first part of December is any better than the last part of December.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I wanted to party it.
So. But you could change. You don't necessarily have to have it on the last one, say at the quarter, do you? Could you do it in the second quarter of the second month?
We could do
that's what I was thinking. If we did the second month, then it would be doing November. And if we did it towards the beginning of November.
So if we did it February, it'd be February, May, August, and November, right?
We could even just say keep it at the end of the quarter, and then the last one we're going to say we're going to do it in November.
Yeah, I can do that. I don't have a preference. Does anybody have a preference as to how we do that?
Well, this is Jim. So we need to do it when you say that the budget will be done.
Budget? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think having a meeting in September to approve the budget would be optimal.
Right. Other than that, it doesn't really matter, does it?
That's true. We could just change the one meeting. Instead of October 31st, we would do September 30th.
And that would be in place of the October meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that, Jim, if that would work with you and you.
Well, not
when
not
you
me.
Approve it.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you're going to send that to the state.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can.
So,
you tell me the times to the days we're going to meet.
Third quarter meeting is going to be the last Wednesday of September. And that just make that one change?
Wednesday, okay.
So,
are we decided yet the rest of the meetings, or are we still?
Still
January, July, and then September, and then back to January again.
Yeah, they've just changed that meeting.
Sorry,
January, July.
April, I missed April.
So how is this our third quarter meeting? Didn't we meet in January and April and July?
So January was fourth quarter of 2024.
So can we call that first quarter of 2026?
Well,
no.
Coming up? Or does it have to be towards the end
so
of the quarter?
The reason why you're trying to change your dates is because you're wanting to hit the October 1st deadline.
Right.
So you're just 1 month off on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
I mean, we can do it so we change 1 month, or we can change them all next year. I don't really care one way or the other.
Let's just change the
October,
1 month.
1 month.
So we'd have one in January, one in April, one in July, September, and then that's four for the year, and then we start again in January.
So we don't have to have one in
during the holidays.
Okay.
Which was the
goal. Basically.
Is that, you got that down.
This is Jim again. Is that your final offer? Because I've got a lot of chicken. The chicken has walked across my page. Okay, we're going to have a meeting the last Wednesday in January.
Yes.
The last Wednesday in
March.
April.
April.
Not March, like we said 5 minutes ago.
No, April.
And then in July, not June, like I wrote down by mistake. And then September, the last Wednesday, the 30th. Well,
and that's all. That's it for the year.
And then it'll roll over to January. And okay. I don't have to put that anyway. It's just 2026 that I have to send in to them. Okay, I can do that. No problem.
Okay. Anything else that you need to be?
I don't have anything unless you have something for me.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We appreciate having everything done professionally and on time. And
it has been nice. A breath of fresh air.
We all love Van. Just was time for him to
retire.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
3 years
ago. This door you want me?
That's yeah, I'd go out this door if you would. Yeah.
All right, and then just I'll resend the one that is outstanding, but then they're already going to be set up for December 1st, so you're going to get one on November 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to get to have two that are.
All right.
And other than
that's fine.
You know, just what you want.
Good. Good to meet you.
Thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you for all your
thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Guess who's up?
Yeah.
We are now officially going into the manager's report.
Okay. We have just, so I have the little spreadsheet that I've got. I will email it out to everybody. I didn't print them out. There's been lots of great stuff in there that you'll get a chuckle at. But the biggest things are we did this month we did the inspections. There are two apartments in Delta Sands that have not passed inspection.
Again.
Yeah.
Same ones we've had problems with before?
One of them, yes.
Okay.
I gave him 30 days, so we're going to inspect again next month. Two failed inspections, we've said, is grounds for eviction.
Yeah.
And I put it in writing, I sent him a letter, I told him verbally, I think he's aware.
And it's like, where's he going to go?
I don't know.
Well, last inspection, she called his bishop.
He passed that inspection. His bishop knew that it was coming up this time. He opted not to, because the time before, Jane Ann and I cleaned his apartment.
Twice last year.
I don't want you guys doing that.
And so, again, the bishop wised up quicker than we did, and he didn't clean it for him this year.
The bishop is, or he's getting the Relief Society to do it.
Well, that's his wife, so no.
She probably give him the what for.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay.
So he failed. He did have. So he has failed one, and then he passed one. And so we said, okay, those points kind of go away. He failed. It's been a year. He's failed that one. And he's got another one coming up next month in November. And if he fills that one, that's two in a row.
Is it a cleanliness item?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I was afraid to talk, open my mouth, because I was going to eat fruit flies. They were that thick. So.
Yeah, if he's not going to keep that up, we need him out. If he fails again, let's don't extend it any. I think that's my personal feeling. Because we don't need that type of problem spreading to the other apartments and the foyer and stuff like that. We just don't want it.
I'm a sucker. He has health problems, but he can kind of do what he wants.
Health problems come and go.
I understand that type.
The second one that failed, I have not actually stepped foot in the apartment, but what I can see and what I can smell, she does not pass the inspection. She's been having mental health struggles. You'll see in the report the times that we've helped her back into her apartment. I picked her up off of the street. I've talked to sheriff deputies and helped her get a hold of her daughter and help her into a hospital. That happened a couple times. Social services were called yesterday. They arrived. It took four sheriff's deputies to get her out to their car, and I believe she's in the hospital right now.
She wouldn't leave. That's why it took the deputies. They had to forcibly get her out.
To go to the hospital.
Her daughter's involved. Social services involved. She hasn't paid rent this month. I believe in giving her grace at this time.
I think we
so
give her a shot, see.
Well, I mean, this is her second or third hospitalization in a couple of months, but hopefully she can get back on track.
Is it health or mental?
It's mental health. Yeah.
And she is getting the help that she needs?
Yeah. Her daughter's trying to,
Social services.
That was the last resort that she had. Talking to her wasn't helping. I was trying to talk to her, communicate with her. It was a bunch of nonsense.
She can't understand what you're saying, nor can you understand what she's saying.
She didn't believe that it was me. I had been murdered.
Had you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, you came back. Thank you.
Second.
I went through it, but.
Okay.
So that's an issue that we're working through, and I'm giving her a bit of grace on that.
These are both in Delta, right?
These are both in Delta.
All right.
Yes.
So in the meantime, in her apartment, is there something that can be done so that, I mean, you mentioned smell.
Yeah.
Is it gonna?
I am working with their daughter. She said she thinks she's on her bank account, so she'll get rent paid, and I'll work with her if we can get somebody in to come clean it. Because, there were issues.
I don't really want us to get in the habit of Jane Ann doing it every year. I just don't.
I agree.
Think that's a good idea.
And then that leads me to my next.
All right.
In Mount Catherine, we have bed bugs. Just one apartment. It is a horrendous infestation. She is in a wheelchair. She's on oxygen. She's unable to clean it herself. I had lined up a cleaner on Monday. We found out on Thursday. We lined up a cleaner on Monday morning at 9, and then pest control came at 4. The cleaner bailed on Monday. I was already on my way over there, so I just put it on the PPE, and we started pulling out everything sock needed
PPE.
To be washed.
PPE. Personal protective.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Because those will spread to other units quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can't just bug spray, just don't kill them.
No.
I knew someone years ago that had them.
It's hard to get rid
of. What is the word? A pandemic. It was.
Yeah.
If you got 4 on the floor, then the next day you've got 50.
You just can't. Bug spray don't do it.
It was worse than that.
They had to. Well,
I lifted a pillow and I could see it. So, we bagged up everything soft and washable. Bedding, pillows, everything, clothes in the closets, in the dressers. We put her couch cushions. We were able to pull those off and throw them into plastic bags. I took them to a laundromat, washed them in hot water, dried them on high heat twice. That's what pest control, what I called Debbie Willoughby, and that's what she recommended. And then bagged them back up in clean bags, and they're sitting in my office. We didn't put them back in her apartment so that they could get reinfested.
I know the people years ago that had it up north that I knew. I did not even go near their house. Anyway, they tried absolutely everything, and then someone with a steamer, not just a steamer, but a professional high-grade steamer. They had to steam walls, vents, absolutely every nook and cranny to get rid of them.
So that's...
heat kills them.
The pest control, she came in and she bombed everything Monday night.
Will bombing work?
Well, so that's part... I mean, we're still treating it. So the tenant left the apartment. We said, you've got breathing issues. You can't be in this apartment. She went and got a hotel that night. She has 2 cats.
Oh.
So,
she
and
took them with
her. We said they need to be treated with flea and tick as well.
Yeah. I wouldn't even touch that motel she went to.
Anyway.
The Nation Earth or something called like that.
Yeah.
To,
and so
pandemic. It's
after
horrible.
Debbie Willoughby was done. She called and said, we need to get a mattress cover on the box springs and the mattress. And it's not to keep bed bugs out, it's to keep the ones that are in. You either throw it away or you get this mattress cover. We got some of those ordered. I had a cleaner come in today because the remains, she came in and cleaned up. We haven't been able to see it, but she's been cleaning.
She said she finished it, except the bathroom. And she says, you want me to come back? Yeah, tomorrow.
So the apartment's being thoroughly cleaned. Coming back, Deb's coming back again on Monday. So a week later, she's going to vomit again. And then the next day, we have a carpet steam cleaner coming in to steam the carpets. We have said it would be a good idea for you to not go into the room until we are done with everything. She could go back in. I mean, the issues were the breathing problems. That has cleared. She could go in if she wanted to, but said it would be a good idea if you didn't. She said, are you going to pay for my hotel? And I said, no.
No. Yeah.
No.
And even the clothes she took to the motel?
She didn't take any clothes with her.
Because if she brings them back?
Yeah.
It's a horrific.
Yeah.
Well, and does she have them on her?
She did. I need you guys.
So how do you clean them up?
I need you on here. So,
say
when I'm doing it, Pam and anyway, Valerie. Say your name. I know
Valerie,
Jessica.
How do you get bed bugs off your body?
Flea and tick.
So is it like a soap? You just wash your body really well?
Deb said that the animal grade is probably stronger than what you can get in a human shampoo, and it works better. And it's cheaper. So the tenant has asked for a copy of her lease. When I told her, no, we're not paying for your hotel, she asked for a copy of her lease. I assume she's going to try and find a way to get us to pay for it. I found no clause in there that found us responsible. Our duty is to have the apartment in a clean and orderly fashion, and we've done that.
Protect other tenants.
We found out on Thursday. We started taking steps. We've done it as immediate as we can, and we're trying our best to get it taken care of as quickly as we can.
This is Valerie. Is there something we're doing to prevent bedbugs just spreading to the other units?
There's not been a report of she's on an end. I checked with her next door neighbor. He hasn't had any. Her sister also lives in the complex. We're going to go and check her apartment. She's on in a separate hall, but
she's been in and out. And we do have the carpet cleaner coming Tuesday, so he's going to do the hallways.
And the steam cleaning, the heat, the steam, will help clean, will help kill it in carpets and things.
This is Valerie. And then is there going to be a checkup, a follow-up in a couple of weeks after she comes back or something, just to make sure that they...
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
So is that the only one that didn't pass in Catherine?
Technically, she did pass. She passed inspection, and then we found the bed bugs afterwards. Pest control is our responsibility. We have had somebody else that has bed bugs over in Fillmore. This was several months ago. It was in the early stages. It was her apartment was clean before. She didn't have any pets. She took care of it on her own, but she was also physically able to take care of those things. We came in and sprayed twice, just like we are now, and haven't had a problem in that hallway or with her apartment since. But this, I think, had been undetected for quite a while. When I do inspections, I don't pull back their bed covers and look in their beds.
It may not be a bad idea to do that.
It can be a nightmare. A nightmare.
I am welcome to any other suggestions that you guys might have to help with this.
I don't have any. It scares me, though.
Yeah, this is Jim. It's not out on the end of the wing where you could set it on fire.
It is, technically. We could if you wanted.
I'm glad you put your name to that.
Maybe we should talk to the fire department and see, you know, if they could do a real controlled burn.
But those pretty new windows we just put in.
They look nice. They look so nice.
And other things to report, when we worked on the budget, I said we need to plan for 3 new appliances of every appliance in each facility. Water heaters, ACs, stoves, fridges. Yeah.
Now, this is Pat. 3 new appliances
in the budget
per every apartment or
no, per building.
Per building. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're just replacing the apartment.
So just plan to replace at least 3 of every appliance every year. And we did allow for that. Since then, we've had 2 water heaters and a heater. So we're hitting that number.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of old stuff in there.
We do. We do. So, but we have worked it into the budget, and hopefully it'll work out. So.
Okay.
This is Valerie. How many units are there in each place?
22 in Fillmore, 33 in Delta, 55 total.
Okay.
We've shut off water. We've shut off. We've winterized. We've stopped mowing. When all the leaves are off, we might bring them back in to clean up leaves, but we're trying to winterize and shut down
before the snow flies.
Yeah. so.
Okay. Yeah, we run our lawnmower before the snow flies just for the leaves.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions?
Nope.
Just one.
Yes.
Maybe I asked you this before. Do you guys have the pest guys spray the outside even in the winter?
Once a quarter. They came a couple weeks ago, so it might be next year before they come again.
Yeah.
Is it the same in Fillmore as it is here?
Yes.
Deb Willoughby?
Yes. Blue Pine. Yep. Okay. I think I'm done.
All right, this is Pat. We've got manager.
Oh, sorry, I've got a question. This is Valerie. There was a vacancy.
Oh, we've filled all vacancies.
Okay.
And we are back to having a waiting list.
Okay.
At both facilities.
And this is Jim, just to follow up on that. Do you have one vacancy that you filled or two? I mean, the lady and the husband, you know.
The husband is still has his apartment and paying rent. He's working on getting housing further north, closer to his daughter, but... so far, his stuff's still there, and he's paying rent.
But he's not there.
Not often.
You
know,
the children thing?
That resolved itself.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. We had a tenant request that she has a 14-year-old daughter that hadn't been living with her, and she asked that she did live with her, so we were trying to find, and the daughter had benefits, so we were trying to find what income do we account for, just the paperwork they fill out. But when I followed up with her, she said that the daughter changed her mind. So
good.
Gee, a 14-year-old woman. Daughter that changes her mind.
I'm looking forward to your next report.
I'm going to email it out because there were some parking issues that were hilarious to me that just, it came with pictures. So look for it.
I get kicked out of reading them every time. So.
Yeah, I'll send that out tomorrow.
Has anybody else got any more questions for Jessica then? All right, this is Pat. Then we'll go on to new business. Is there any new business?
Yeah. I think the board should get a Christmas present.
Tell me what it is and I'll get it. Keep it under 5,000.
For a board member?
Of course. Yeah.
Maybe we could set up going out to dinner at the cafe or something as a board. If the funds are there, it's something that we could look into. Is that something that has ever been done?
Yes.
Spouses and boards? I mean,
spouses and
board members?
No.
Seriously. No, you don't have to bring yours. No.
She's saying it hasn't been done. Not that she doesn't want to bring hers.
I'm the only one that's been here that long.
I think that the spouses put up with a lot of stuff, too. And so I think that we ought to... If it's in the budget, if we can afford to do it, we ought to have a Christmas dinner.
Well, we could maybe go to the RJ Law building and have it catered.
Or cafe.
Okay, if there's an upper.
If you like Mexican food, sorry.
No, a rancher will open up the Gold Room for stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
That's a thought. Yeah, that's a thought. I have new business questions.
The only thing we've ever gotten was 1 year... We were given $50 a piece, which was only two of us. But Bob said he could write that without having to go to the board.
Jim, did you have...
I have a question. I guess it'd be new business. So, Jessica, is there anything... that takes place for Thanksgiving for the residents?
Delta Sands last year, well, this past couple of years have put together their own. I help advertise it, but they organize it themselves.
It's Colony.
And they do a potluck.
Yeah.
So I'll help announce it and put flyers up and stuff, but I don't organize it for them.
No, I don't think you should. That's not your job.
Who's in charge of it again? Somebody?
Connie Corey has taken it up.
Oh, she does it with her family there and invites everybody to come.
Well, I just wondered if
Sam's
maybe
it's not real social with everybody.
But that is one thing that they will do.
Yeah. So
I just wondered if maybe they needed some supplemental funds or something okay. like that, you know.
I'll talk to Connie.
You know, I mean, it's nice if they do it, but it'd be even nicer if they enjoyed doing it so much they did it forever instead of said, hell with that, I'm tired of spending my own money all the time.
Well, and that's why they do a potluck. I think they'll provide a turkey and then I try and organize at least people to bring sides.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, anyway.
Maybe I should come here.
You are welcome.
We've been going to Denny's.
So maybe just check, you know, I mean, yep. Of course, I guess you wouldn't say, hey, do you need some money? But I mean, who said no, I don't need any money. Yeah. But if you could tactfully find out if, you know, if they're stretched tight or not. Then
well, and not just hand money, but go grocery shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I mean, one turkey is nice,
community
but
community kitchen and stuff.
Yeah. My house, I mean, I have to have the drumsticks, you know, so one turkey wouldn't do it. Me.
You
anyway.
Know what I did? My whole family likes breast meat, so I bought a breast mm-hmm. and two turkey legs. I did.
Yeah.
And stuck it together.
Yeah.
And they thought I bought a whole turkey.
Yeah.
What about the stuffing? The whole stuffing.
You? No, I put the stuffing in a dish. I put it in a dish. Wow.
You've been missing out all these years because you could have had all of my white every year for the last 40 years. I'd gladly don't
well. Know. You know what you can do this year.
Anyway, yeah, you know, just let us know or me know or something. Do we have funds for something like that?
Yeah.
If they needed an extra
$50. I think we
bucks.
Would. I think we could buy a turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't
get
give them
big
$50. Bucks, but, yeah.
And what
but,
about Mount Catherine?
And I don't know what the situation is at Mount Catherine.
They do smaller thing get-togethers, mostly related with the ward. They'll come in and do things like that, but I don't know that they do a Thanksgiving dinner. But I'll ask.
Okay.
Any more new business? All right. Next meeting, we've already discussed that.
January.
So that would be
January. Yeah, he's
looking. Yeah, what's
anybody
the date?
You got the date for
January
28th.
Okay, 28th. All right. Thank you. I could have looked it up.
Okay. While you're at it, do you have it for
Jenny,
April
this
and
is
July?
Bye,
Jane.
Thanks for all you do, Jane.
Thanks, Jane. Not that I couldn't look it up.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. She forgot, but she was going to tell you that they have a mission call.
Oh, that's right.
Next summer, right?
Yeah, from April to September, they're going to Heber Valley Girls Camp. So, but two summers in a row.
So have you got somebody that you can put in there? Or
I wasn't going to. I'm just going to take it on and maybe request that I get her salary during that time.
I think you should.
Well, if you've got the time, I mean, you're not doing anything now. But if you've got the time, I don't have a problem with paying you the additional salary.
And then you're okay with her coming back during
the off-season? If she
wants
to, yeah. If she wants to. But I think you've got that as part of the minutes that we have authorized Jessica to do Jane Ann's job when she's gone and do the salary. That'll show up and reflect in the minutes, Jim.
Well, if you just said it. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We will make sure that's in the minutes.
Okay.
All right. The next important motion I need.
Adjourned.
I need a board member to make a motion.
A motion that we adjourn.
I got a motion to adjourn. We got a second. I will call for a vote this time. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Anybody that wants to stay longer?
Right. When you put it that way.
I really appreciate everything everybody does. Thank you.
Does anybody have the paper? Oh, you got it. Never mind.
And the meeting's adjourned.
Never mind.